She came, she pitched, she conquered. And it's about time. Ketchikan writer Danelle Landis wrote Salt Bay, Alaska a long time ago, but with no nibbles from the agents she sent it to, she put it away. Now, nearly 10 years later, when Landis heard that the National Pitchapalooza was coming to Ketchikan, she dug out her mystery novel, blew off the dust, and came up with a pitch she hoped would be compelling enough to catch the interest of the book doctors, Ariel Extet and David Henry Sterry, who are on their first tour of Alaska.
We come from Montclair, New Jersey, and you couldn't be much further away and still be in America from where we are to here. But let me explain the rules first. 1 minute. 1 minute. You will be cut off mid-syllable. Many people ask us, why do I only get a minute? Well, in this day and age, you had better be able to explain your idea in a minute.
The book doctors probably know what they're talking about. They're both published authors and co-wrote The Essential Guide to Getting Your Book Published. They host Pitchapalooza events all over the U.S. For their Alaska tour, they went first to Craig and then came to Ketchikan. They also plan to visit Hollis, Juneau, Haines, and the Alaska State Fair in Palmer. At the events, authors each have a minute to pitch their book idea. The book doctors then offer positive feedback.
Once you're finished with your pitch, we will critique your pitch in a kind and gentle way. No one is going to ask you who dressed you this morning or whether you got your hair cut in a Cuisinart.
About 20 authors pitched their book ideas last week at the Main Street Gallery. The first few pitches included a book about life in Metlakatla, a novel based on true events at the California-Mexico border, a dramatic book about a woman finding her way home, and a children's picture book about a real Alaska cat. Then it was Landis's turn.
Marley jogs, diving through the dank innards of the South Alaska rainforest. She listens. Is that Poe? Ravens. Her stomach tightens. What has her search and rescue dog found? A gray-yellow foot juts from the moss a couple of yards away. Marley is a refugee from her life as a stay-at-home mom of two small children in Ketchikan, revisiting Salt Bay Fishing Resort where she'd worked 6 years ago and her best friend Dina, who still works there. Salt Bay is a repurposed salmon cannery on Prince of Wales Island. The day after the float plane leaves with the body of the murdered man, 55-mile-per-hour winds and rain pummel the island, cutting off the only phone line and transportation in or out. It is 1990. There was no internet or cell service. Hiding among the 80 guests and 75 employees is the killer. When Dina disappears, Marley and Poe are the only hope to find her in the ferocious storm. Salt Bay, Alaska will shine alongside books by Alaska mystery authors John Straley and Dana Stavenow.
Landis is a reporter for the Ketchikan Daily News. However, like her character, she used to work at a remote fishing resort. She also was a stay-at-home mom for many years and trains dogs for rescue work with the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad.
Protagonist is a search and rescue dog handler, and I've been a search and rescue dog handler for 16 years, and so I thought it would be a way to have a main character who was quirky and fun, because not very many search and rescue dog handlers out there. It's a way to get the character and the reader out into the wilderness of Southeast Alaska, which is kind of cool. And a search and rescue dog handler is likely to come upon bodies and people in distress and, you know, get into it, the mystery part of it.
The book doctors responded well to Landis's idea, both praised her pitch and her choice of characters.
To have your main character, I think you said a stay-at-home mom refugee. That's a great idea for a character, because there's so many women who are reading who, you know, wanted to have the fantasy of living through. So I thought that was great.
Landis was astounded when she heard her name announced as the winner. She says she wasn't even sure at first that she'd heard it right. Her prize is a valuable introduction to an agent or publisher. So now Landis is prepping for the next phase of possibly getting her mystery off the closet shelf and onto bookstore shelves. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.